And on this Wednesday, we have another edition of Monty Larson's Owl Pellets. Thanks to Monty Larson for supplying us with some good topics here and some good info. And if you have a topic you'd like Monty to cover or like to know a little bit more about, email it to us at live@kbrx.com or text it to us at 336-1612, and we'll get it to Monty. By the way, if you did not know, Monty Larson is a FFA advisor over there at Stewart, and since last Thursday was National Teach Ag Day, it's time to get the word out about a crucial and very rewarding career, agricultural education. And of course, teaches students about agriculture, food, and natural resources. And through these subjects, agricultural educators teach students a wide variety of skills, including science, math, communications, leadership, management, and technology. Currently, there is a national shortage of agricultural educators at the secondary level, and it's estimated there will be hundreds of unfilled positions across the United States this year simply because not enough students are choosing to be agricultural educators. Once known as vocational agriculture, today's agricultural education carries on the tradition of providing instruction through an integrated model of classroom instruction, leadership development, and experiential learning. Currently, there are over 190 agriculture education programs throughout Nebraska, ranging from Class A schools like Omaha, Bryan, and Norfolk to some of the state's smallest schools like Elba, Minotaure, and Stewart. Agricultural education is taught to over 20,000 students every year in Nebraska. And, of course, the agricultural industry in Nebraska employs one in every three people. Within a high school student's lifetime, they will see the world population grow by 2.5 billion people, making the need for food, fuel, and fiber even more crucial. And there are nearly 500,000 FFA members and over 7,200 chapters in the 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. FFA chapters are in 15 of the 20 largest U.S. cities, including New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Over 38% of FFA members are female, and 47% of the state leadership positions are held by female state FFA officers. By the way, there are two from Holt County on this year's team, Madison Strankey of the Stewart FFA chapter and Alyssa Mosier of the O'Neill FFA chapter. 27% of FFA members live in rural farm areas, 40% live in rural non-farm areas, and the remaining 33% live in urban and suburban areas. Collectively, FFA members cover over $40 million annually through their hands-on work experiences. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln is the only institution in the state of Nebraska where a student can earn an agricultural education degree. However, UNL works with other institutions like Wayne State, Chadron, and Northeast Community College to create transfer opportunities for students interested in becoming an ag teacher. And there will be hundreds of agricultural education programs close because of a severe shortage of agricultural educators at the national level. Currently, Nebraska has four openings. So, if you know a student out there that loves ag, talk to him about becoming an agricultural educator. And thanks to Monty Larson there for our Owl Pellets for the day about agricultural education.